Oh my goodness. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever this podcast may be reaching your earways, you are now tuned into Parrot Talk, the podcast Reloaded. I am your host, First Lady Christina Renee. For those of you that this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. For those of you that this is not your first time, your family, welcome back. I am going to dedicate this particular episode to we got food at home, number one, and also eat before you get there. Now, for those of you that don't know right now, I am a, I am a Black African-American, African descended. I'm a part of the African diaspora. I'm a Black woman, however you want to categorize it, okay? And growing up culturally being Black, because it's different. Being Black doesn't mean that you culturally identify with everything within the Black diaspora. It means so much, okay? But we're not getting into this. We're not getting into that on this episode. But this just came to my spirit, and I felt like I had to share it with you. So the title of this podcast is literally going to be, We Got Food at Home, or Eat Before You Get Here. So growing up, Black culture, for me, this is my experience. In no way am I saying that this is the entire Black experience, but this is my experience because I'm Black and it's what I experienced. So I'm going to say it was my Black experience. Thank you. Okay. So, I have to say this, guys. If you haven't already subscribed to my podcast, I really don't know what you're doing. Remember, as I say in my other podcast episodes, if you're looking for the perfect podcast, continue to look because this is not it. Okay. This is the raw and the real. This is my day ones to my day millions, okay? At the end of the day, somebody has to be the one to let you guys know the nitty-gritty truth on the entire process when you're becoming successful. It's not always about having somebody to edit your videos. It's not always about editing your videos yourself. Sometimes you have to have somebody that's willing to just show you exactly what happens on the scenes, behind the scenes, within the scenes, and you know, just my random thoughts and what I be thinking. But we're not going to get too far off topic here. Let's go back to what came to my spirit. Now, I'm not only speaking to ladies, but remember, I am a woman. I am a woman. I identify as what I am. I'm a woman. So if a man hear my message and they like it, because actually when I was looking at my analytics, my demographic, like the people that actually listen to me, I actually have more male listeners than I have female listeners. So, but I can only speak on a perspective of a woman because that's what I am. But ladies, speaking to you, people, speaking to you. A lot of times we end up in situations that we really don't want to be in because we were starving when we got to that particular thing. I don't know if you guys have ever heard the saying where they say, never go to the grocery store when you're hungry. Okay. Or let's get back on topic. When I was younger growing up and we were going to like a cookout or a family event, my parents would always make sure us, the children, had something to eat prior to us getting there. And as a kid, I just was like, you know, my interpretation of it is they just don't want us to eat the good food. But, you know, parents have deeper meanings than our little minds can understand. Okay. Like even in the Bible, it says, lean not to your own understanding. His ways are not our ways. So it's certain things that your parents' ways are not your ways when you're a child. So you won't even begin to conceive to understand why they're telling you what they're telling you. But let me just dive into this real quick. So the reason why your parents make you eat something before you get to where you are, because they understand that when you're at a starving state, not only will you overconsume, but you may even eat things that you shouldn't eat. Okay, now let's relay that over into the real world now because we're adults. We're not those children anymore. Some of us actually have children that we are saying the same things to them now. So example, in one's life, and I'm only using myself for example because it's my story and I'm gonna tell it. Can't nobody tell it like me. There have been times when I've entered into relationships at a starving state. And because I was starving for whatever it could be, attention, time, love, affection, at that time, anything that looked edible, I wanted it. I take I see you. You don't even know. Now, of course, you don't end up with all these people. They go through a vetting process. But at the end of the day, when you're at a starving state, you would take anything. You would take anything. So we're going to apply that same principle in our adult lives that our parents tried to apply to our child lives. Before you get out here on this dating scene, before you get out here seeing any, it don't even have to be, listen, it don't even have to be romantic. It could be buying a car. It could be buying a house. You know how they say, never buy the first thing you see because you don't know what else is coming. It's the same thing. But I'm talking about myself personally because these are, hey, listen, these are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say. Okay, we're going to finish that sentence. But at the end of the day, don't start in a starving state. So you want to make sure that you fill yourself up or at least don't be starving before you get out here in these streets, this world, this car, this grocery store, this gym. What, I ain't gonna lie. That's one thing that you probably would not overindulge in, the gym. I'm gonna just be real with you. As a person that goes to the gym now, it's, hey, listen, it's one thing you ain't gotta worry about ODing on, okay? But, well, me personally, I ain't gotta worry about me ODing on it. I'm gonna get my fill, but I ain't gonna go crazy. So, you know, you never want to go in starving. You always want to have your little something on your stomach. So when you get in there, you know, you can wait a little bit. Okay, that look good, but I can. Okay, I don't want that. I don't want to waste the rest of my stomach on that. Okay, let me look at. Oh, that look good too, but we ain't going to mess it on that either. We okay. Oh, 30 minutes in. Okay, now this might be okay. Check. Okay, we ain't got this box checked, but 9 out of 10 boxes checked, we're going to go with that one. Versus, I am just hungry. Just, oh my God, it's a cupcake, but it's really not a cupcake. It's a display. I'm salivating at the mouth. I'm about to eat something that's not even edible. We don't want to do that in our adult stages. We don't want to do that. Okay? So, sometimes you might go somewhere and guess what? They don't have nothing that you want because you're not starving to eat. So you know what you said? You know what? I got food at the house. I ain't even finna, you know, I'm not even gonna waste my time with this person. And then they're gonna be stalking me. They're gonna be doing all kind of stuff, love bombing. I got food at the house. Food at the house could be YouTube. Food at the house could be Instagram stories. Food at the house could be working out. Food at the house could be reading the word. Food at the house could be spending time with your kids. Food at the house could be, I'm only talking to myself right now. I ain't talking to nobody else. Cleaning that closet in that garage. Food at the house could be vacuuming the car. Food at the house could be something to occupy your time to not be starving. Okay? Because it's something about doing something. It just gets your mind off of stuff that you shouldn't be thinking about. And I think somewhere in the word, don't ever quote me on these scriptures. Now, Google it. Google is your friend. It says, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if you're just sitting there idly, that means you're not doing anything. You open for anything to happen. You open for everything. You free game. You know what I'm saying? You out here. Don't do that. Don't be thirsty like that and don't be hungry like that. So I've rambled on enough. But hopefully you guys got the gist of this rant or this podcast. It's food at home and eat before you get there. So apply this to every aspect of your life. You know, when you just feel like you just got to make a choice, but it's really two things that you don't want, don't even worry about it. Pass that over and I guarantee you whatever you need will come along. Now, I know this is hard information to take because let me tell you something. I can talk for days and I can talk you up out of some stuff. When I say I can talk you out of your slumps and your depressions, I can do that. This is one of the gifts that God gave me. But it's the application of those talks that makes the difference. Because that's the whole point of me doing this podcast. That's the whole point of me doing my YouTube channel or my YouTube show. It's to show people that we all go through various life cycles of ups and downs. But it's through sharing the experiences with other people, we are allowed to not only heal, but to help other people. I'm here to help somebody. And even if I can't help you, I'm helping myself by expressing what I've gone through. Because that's another thing. For the people that want to start a YouTube or a person that wants to start a podcast, if you feel like the information is important, I guarantee you somebody else feels like the information is important as well. Right now, I think I have to look at the analytics of my listens or whatever. I'm nearing like 500, and that doesn't seem like a lot, but it would be none if I never put out a podcast, if I never put out a show. None of that stuff would actually happen, because you never really know how good you are until you release whatever it is you have. You don't. You never know. You'll never know how good you are until you release it. And then sometimes you release things like the first season of the Parrot Show, which is my show on YouTube. The first season of the Parrot Show, it did well. But actually sitting back looking at some of those videos, now when I go into season two, I know things that I want to improve upon based on comments that people told me and other information. So all information is good information, even if it seems like it's hurtful at that time, because the people know what they need and the people know what they want. Well, sometimes people don't know what they need or what they want. Or I feel like at its core, we do know what we need, at least. Maybe not at once. We know what we need, but we run from it. So before we leave, because I feel led to do this and I actually seen a little postcard thing, I'm going to go ahead and read out the moral of the Parrot Show. Now, I know we're on the podcast, but the Parrot Show is actually the video of the podcast. So the Parrot Show. The Parrot Show is a platform for people to share their life experiences and to use those experiences to influence and enlighten the growth processes of life. Life is filled with ups and downs, but when we share our experiences with each other, we can achieve new levels of greatness. We should never stop striving to become the best versions of ourselves. With your help, the Parrot Show will be the catalyst to bring us into this amazing reality. And the tagline of the show is, tell us something we don't know. And it's just the truth. Everybody has something that you don't know. Every single person, from an animal to a child to an adult to a senior person. You know, like at the end of the day, everybody has something that we don't know. And if we just take the time to hear that information, I do believe that it will propel us into the future that we want, because the future is the present. What you do today definitely has a direct correlation between what happens tomorrow. Okay. If you don't go to work today, you won't get paid for today. Okay. It just don't work. Like if you work 5 days a week and you don't go to work 2 days, that's 2 days that's not going to be on your paycheck. Unless you have PTO, which is paid time off, or some type of sick pay. But what I'm saying is the actual worked hours, you won't get compensated for those hours if you don't what? Do the work. So guys, let's do the work. Do the work. Do the work that's required to get the results that we want, okay? That's just what it is. That is just what it is. And that's the message for today. I gotta go because I'm procrastinating. I need to go to the gym. Plus, I'm getting this hair blowed out today. But thank you guys for listening thus far. I want you to have an amazing day. Be productive. Do something great today. Check off one of your boxes. We're going to do this. We're going to make it to the top, okay? We're going to get up there. My name is First Lady Christina Renee. Again, I do thank you so much for allowing yourself to listen to me. And I will catch you guys on the next podcast.